10th parak of Parah, 2nd Mishnah. Hatar lechadah shenoga b'matah tomei. Or logan shelchadah shenoga b'matah tomei. If a person who himself has matar himself to be involved in the paraduma waters, or there's a kli that he wants to use for this purpose, and it touches a madaf, which is something which is on top of a zel, which is not generally, is not matama an odom, then in respect to this, it is matama him and the kli. A Torah lechata shenoga ba'oichlim, a person who's Torah lechata and he touched oichlim and mashkim, regular food, even if they're Torah, but they didn't get a special shmira for paradume issues. So, beyond the tome, if you touch it with his hand, it will go to tome. But the ragloi tome, if you touch it with his leg, he's tome. His seitan, if you move them, the yodoi, Rabbi Yishua Matamachom Matarim. Question is, did they make a gzera of moving them without touching them, up to if he actually touched them? Yeah, that was the Ikar Takana, was that a person who wants to be involved in paraduma has to have a special tire, and he shouldn't touch things that don't have that level of tire. Here's a discussion if they also were geyser, then you shouldn't move them around.